disciples of things to come. He would be persecuted, beaten and mocked. The Son of
that is, friend. He wouldn't stay dead and he won't stay gone. That goes back to 2004 with a group known as Harvest. And well, he's coming again. I can't tell you the day, can't tell you the hour, I can't even tell you the year. But I do believe that his coming is very soon. And if not for the church collectively, I believe he's coming after some of us. I don't expect to spend a whole lot more time in this life. I may live to be 100 years old, but if I do, I'm on the short end of the journey. I'll be 63 this year, but I'm expecting the coming of the Lord right away. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone. Got to be around with you a little while, and I hope the songs we have picked out today will bless your heart. So let's move along and enjoy a song by a group known as Locust Ridge.
I heard some scientists say there is simply no way that three Roman nails could hold a man to the cross. And in a way, I guess I agree. But the one thing that they couldn't see is one of those nails at Calvary was me. You're looking at nails. I held him to the cross because he loved me. When you look my way, you will see. So someone who often fails. But when Jesus looks at me, he's looking at nails. My mind can't comprehend why he let those cruel men fasten him down to a tree on Calvary's hill. But as the hammer fell upon that old iron nail, so fell the mercy that would save my soul from hell. You're looking at nails. I held him to the cross because he loved me. When you look my way, you will see someone who often fails. But when Jesus looks at me, he's looking at me.
Locust Ridge, song entitled Nails. Well, the Primitive Quartet's got some good songs out dealing with the empty tomb and the crucifixion, and their CD that's entitled Reason to Sing's got a couple of good ones on there. So we may get them both in, but we're going to see. We're going to listen first to the Primitive Quartet with A Cruel Roman Cross.
Was on a cruel Roman cross of crucifixion, where the vilest of men were crucified. That's where they led Jesus to die in shame and disgrace, where he shed his precious blood and in love took my place. On that old cross where they crucified Jesus was where love's truest affirmation was made by Jesus to me. 10,000 angels at his command, he held that power in his hand. But love hung on that tree for a poor wretch like me. Was on a cruel of crucifixion, that's where I, like Barabbas, should have hung. But the love that was shown, this old world's never known. It was displayed on Calvary to set a sinner man. On that old cross where they crucified Jesus was where love's truest affirmation was made by Jesus to me. 10,000 angels at his command. He held that power in his hand. But love hung on that tree for a poor wretch like me. 10,000 angels at his command. He held that power in his hand. But love hung on that tree for a poor wretch like me.
That's a Primitive Quartet. It's called A Cruel Roman Cross. Friend, Jesus Christ paid the sin debt for you and for me. And then he conquered death, hell, and the grave on that first Easter morning, and he came out. I'm glad to report to you that tomb is empty. Here's a song by the Primitive called Empty Tomb.
Well, I believe that Jesus left his ivory palace in heaven. He stripped himself of his glory and power. Stepped down from the throne of his heavenly home. He took upon himself the sin of this world. From the throne to lowly stable, from a cross to lonely grave, they sealed his tomb and kept a watch both day and night. But on that third appointed day, the angel rolled the stone away. Thank you, God, for that empty tomb. Well, I see Mary as she hurried down to the tomb of Jesus. Her heart was broken as she beheld that empty tomb. And I can hear her sadly say, they have taken my Lord away, but I thank God for that empty
tomb. Yes, amen. I thank God for that empty tomb. Friend, he's not in the tomb. He's coming back. Won't be long. Well, I'm out of time, and I have to go. That is our time for this time. So until the next time, this is Roger Boone saying goodbye, and may the Lord richly, richly bless you. It's our sincere prayer.
You've been listening to It's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And thanks for listening.